Someone just asked me an interesting question about a type of mechanism that he developed, that he invented. It's something that goes, it's sold to landlords, people who own buildings, and it's something that's placed on the toilet in such a way that whenever the tenant flushes the toilet and it fills up, so this is going to read, this mechanism reads how much water is coming in. And if there's less than the amount that's supposed to come in, or really more that's the amount, that indicates there's a leak in the toilet. And it could send the reads back to the super. This way the super knows that there's a leak in a particular toilet, whether it needs to be fixed or not. So every time the tenant flushes it, it causes a reaction, of electric reaction, to read the flow of water and sends it back to the base. Is this a problem of the Jewish landlord? So the person selling it to landlords. So could the landlord, the Jewish landlord, buy it? Is it going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver if he installs it? Because when the tenant uses it, if the tenant is Jewish, that tenant might be violating Shabbos each time he flushes the toilet on Shabbos. So though this shaila isn't relevant to most people, it still is an interesting opportunity to go through some of the basic principles and klalim of Shabbos. So there's a concept in Hilchos Shabbos, and the truth is it's a concept throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. It's called misasik. Misasik means lashon of asik, to be involved. When a person is going about his business, his normal business and his activities, and in doing so he violates an isser, not realizing at the moment that he was doing an isser. Let's say, for example, a person walks into the room, it's Shabbos, he walks into the room and he flips on the light, because that's what people were just trained to do, that we walk in the room, we turn on the light. He wasn't paying attention that it was Shabbos or not Shabbos, he knew it was Shabbos, and he knows he can't turn on the lights on Shabbos, but it's habitual for a person to walk in and slam the switch so it goes on. That's a case of misasik. So a person does this on Shabbos because it's part of his normal, natural behavior. He just wasn't focusing. The halacha is that misasik is pater. So, this case, the person using the toilet, he flushes it, and it's considered misasik. It's just going about his business. But it's only true misasik if he's unaware that's connected to this mechanism. If he knows that every single time he flushes it and it's going to react, that's not misasik anymore. That's doing an aver. That's like turning on the switch, because you know it's going to turn on. If you turn on the switch, being aware that it's Shabbos and that the lights are going to turn on, that's no different than flushing the toilet on Shabbos, knowing that this thing is going to read the amount of water flow through the pipes. So misasik would only be relevant if the tenant doesn't know about this mechanism. He might be able to see it, he doesn't know what it is. As long as he doesn't know what it is, that would be considered misasik. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, tells us, when it quotes a pasuk describing a karban chatas, the pasuk says, Asher chata ba. Who brings a karban chatas? Asher chata ba, a person who had sinned. So the Gemara says, only Asher chata ba, one who sinned, prat the misasik. A person who's misasik, who didn't have kavana to do an avera, he didn't have kavana to do a chait, so that's a person who's misasik. The Gemara says he's pater from a karban. So he's pater from a karban. And this is something that applies throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. This is not unique to Hilchos Shabbos. Ptur Misasik applies across the board, with the exception of eating chaylev and being involved in arayos. Shekei nehenah, says the Gemara, once a person's getting hana, you can't claim misasik. There's a certain person understands that hana translates into a maisa, it translates into an avera. Leaving aside chaylev and arayos, and perhaps other forms of hana, misasik is something that's pater from a karban throughout Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, when we say it's pater, is it pater and therefore is it mutter? Or is it something that's a pater of al-asr? So the Chuvah Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Simon Ches, Chelik Aleph Simon Ches, thinks based on the Gemara Baba Kama and a whole interesting Shach Levitaria, he thinks that although one is pater from a karban, when he is misasik, it's still something that's usr. It's still an isr involved, and depending on the scenario, it could be an isr deraisa, or it could be an isr mederabanan. Now, granted, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it's a chiddush of his, but that's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger paskins that it's usr, misasik, although pater, it's a pater of al usr. Rabbi Akiva Eiger does make reference to the Sefer Mekor Chaim of the Baal Nesivos that says that it's actually mutter. He thinks that misasik is mutter. How do you paskin? So Orach Shabbos says machmir, we should paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that in fact we should be machmir, I spoke to Rav Schechter and Rav Ulig, and they both thought in a situation of misasik, and they thought as long as the tenant doesn't know about this mechanism on the toilet, it's considered misasik. And in a situation of lifnei iver, on misasik, one could be makel, and the landlord can in fact buy this and install it on the toilet. I want to take it a step further that I think this is better than misasik. It's better because when a person does something after it's done, he is aware that he had done something wrong. He's aware when he turned the lights on, oh, the lights went on. But in this case, if the tenant doesn't know about it, it's not even misasik. He has no idea. It's called onus. He has no idea to know anything. He's not responsible on anything. Nothing's responded to him. And similar to what the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav Vav and Beis tells us, that person is walking and he's carrying an oven in his chest, but he has no idea the rock is there, and it just drops out. So then the Gemara says, your pater, it's melechas machsheves. Why is it not misasik? Well, how come the Gemara has to say melechas machsheves? Misasik's the ptur. He didn't know it was there. He was just going about his business. So Rabbi Kivager himself says that although he thinks misasik is aser, pater val aser, when it comes to a person not even knowing there's anything there like the rock, that's mutter legamre because of melechas machsheves. There has to be some level of machshava. So I think this case where if the tenant doesn't know about the mechanism, it seems to be mutter legamre because of melechas machsheves. So either way, Rav Schechter and Willig both thought misasik was enough of a reason to allow to install it. But let's say the tenant is aware of it. He knows it reacts every time he flushes. Is there any room to be makel? So I'm not going to paskin here, but I'll just walk you through. There's something in halacha called psik resha. When a person does something, a mutter action, then there's a secondary result that results in a halacha, that's called davar shein miskavin. So the classic example, the Gemara says, if you're dragging a bench, your intent is to bring a bench from one place to the next. In doing so, however, since it's very heavy, it's causing you're making a ditch in the ground, that's not your intention, that's called davar shein miskavin. And we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that davar shein miskavin is mutter. But let's say that secondary act is something that's vadai going to happen, it's inevitable, it's a definite result, you're carrying such a heavy bench that it's for sure going to create a ditch. So then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that's usher because of psik resha. Psik resha means that it's inevitable to happen. Even Rabbi Shimon will agree it is going to be usher. But if the psik resha de lo nichle, if there's a result that you're not really interested in the ditch, it's actually, you don't want the ditch to be there because it's going to ruin your property, it's going to ruin your house, you don't want it to be there, that's a psik resha de lo nichle, you're not interested in that result. So the Sefer Aruch Paskins, that case would be mutter. The Tosfos and all the other poskim argue that even a psik resha de lo nichle is still going to be usher. So the case here, the guy, tenant, flushes the toilet. He doesn't care for the reed. He doesn't care about the leak or no leak. He's not interested. That's psik resha de lo nichle, but it's still usher the way we paskim. But what about a psik resha de lo nichle on an iser midirabanan? In the case of electricity here, of this mechanism reading the water flow, electricity we assume is an iser midirabanan. So maybe a psik resha de lo nichle on an iser midirabanan, maybe that would be permitted. And that's a discussion in the poskim, but the Mishabur paskins that were machmir on a psik resha de lo nichle even by an iser midirabanan. But in the case of tsar, it's permitted. In the case of tsar, it's permitted. An example that's brought, let's say a bird comes into your house. You can't trap birds. It'd only be an iser midirabanan. You're not really interested in it. It's melach shein shich l'gufa. But let's say a person gets cold and uncomfortable. You're allowed to close the window, even though psik resha that you're going to catch the bird is de lo nichle on an iser midirabanan of the catching the bird here, because you're not really interested in the bird, and it's a makom tsar, that's a heter. So I wonder if you could extend makom tsar to makom hefsed mamon. You're trying to prevent a hefsed mamon by having the reader here. So I wonder if that would also be extended through tsar. I'm not really sure. But you could also view this as a psik resha lo nichle be'iser midirbanan ayyidei grama. There's another factor, it's secondary. When it comes to dragging the bench here, so that bench is happening with the very same action, the drawing of the bench. When I flush it, well, the flush causes the water to empty out. It opens up a block, the water goes down, and then, grama, there's a reader somewhere down the pipe that reads the new flow of water coming in. So maybe there's a psik resha de lo nichle be'iser midirbanan ayyidei grama, and it would only be lifnei iver problem on the side of the landlord. There's so many steps removed. Anias Daiti, it seems that according to all angles, even if the tenant knew about it, maybe room to say it's permitted to install. But again, this is more interesting for the, we don't have this, we're not really concerned, we don't have such a product here. But for all of us, hopefully this was somewhat of a good review for some of the basic principles of Misasek, Davar Shemiskaven, and Sik Reisha.